This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. troops withdrew from their largest base in northern Syria on Sunday. Meanwhile, the debate over the possible re-emergence of the Islamic State group continues. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Now that American troops will be leaving Syria, some members of Congress continue to be concerned about a comeback by the Islamic State group. Democrat Bob Menendez is the ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The Department of Defense Inspector General tells us there are still 18,000 ISIS fighters in Syria. If the 10,000 that have been detained by the Kurds get released, that's a potential fighting force of hardened fighters with 30,000. To me, that's a clear and present danger to the United States.
But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo disagrees.
I'm very confident that this administration's efforts to crush ISIS will continue.
Both Pompeo and Menendez appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hong Kong police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into chaos. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs on Sunday as Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement staged an illegal anti-government march through the city's Kowloon district. That demonstration attracted tens of thousands onto the streets and descended into chaos, with hundreds of shops trashed and Chinese banks and metro stations targeted. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows that the movement has not lost support. Protesters erected flaming barricades on Nathan Road, a major Kowloon retail strip, and threw petrol bombs at a nearby police station. The police responded with tear gas, some of the heaviest use of water cannon the protests have seen, and by driving through barricades.
This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper sought a first-hand assessment Sunday of the U.S. military's future role in Afghanistan. Stalled peace talks with the Taliban and unrelenting attacks by the insurgent group and Islamic State militants have complicated the Trump administration's pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 troops. Esper says he believes the U.S. can reduce its force in Afghanistan to 8,600 without hurting the counterterrorism fight, but he said any withdrawal would happen as a part of a peace arrangement with the Taliban. At least 6 civilians and 3 soldiers are said to have died during cross-border skirmishes between Pakistani and Indian troops late on October 19th. This makes it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir in August. There's a murder trial going on in Nicaragua for a crime committed in upstate New York. The suspect has dual citizenship. AP's Julie Walker reports.
It's a rare legal scenario, but not unprecedented. Authorities say Binghamton University student Orlando Tercero strangled fellow student Haley Anderson last year and then fled to Nicaragua. She was found dead in his bed, and prosecutors say Tercero left a note saying, "I'm sorry." He's a dual citizen of both countries, and Nicaragua rejected an extradition request from the U.S. So Tercero's being tried in a court in Nicaragua, with witnesses testifying from upstate New York via live stream with the help of a translator. Julie Walker, New York.
Australian Airlines Qantas landed the world's first ultra-long-haul research flight in Sydney on Sunday after traveling 16,200 kilometers from New York. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
It's the ultimate in long-haul flights. Australian airline Qantas have tested out a non-stop journey from New York to Sydney, lasting nearly 20 hours and spanning more than 16,000 kilometres, or just over 10,000 miles. The idea was to research how the world's longest commercial airplane journey would impact pilots, crew and passengers. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce.
This is a really historic moment for Qantas, a really historic moment for Australian aviation, and a really historic moment for world aviation.
With demand for air travel rapidly growing and aircraft performance improving, carriers are increasingly looking into ultra-long-haul travel.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. And in a series of tweets on Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he's canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort that he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the site. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.